Sean Haney here with RealAgriculture.com and Real Ag Radio on Rural Radio 147 on Sirius XM. I'm joined right now by Shirley Brennan. She's Executive Director with the Canadian Christmas Tree Growers Association. Shirley, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Okay, we've touched into December, and it's all on Christmas now. Now, for your members, this has got to be the most important part of the year. I would assume that.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to say the most important part is the follow up to the follow up and everything before the harvest. The harvest is kind of the wind down for us. Once we hit those days where we're cutting those trees and we're shipping them out, that's our wind up kind of thing.
Yeah. So Shirley, what does a typical Christmas tree farm in Canada look like?
So it depends on where you are. In Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, it is more of a natural stand where the trees themselves do a lot of the planting. In Quebec, in Ontario, and majority of the rest of the provinces, but in Quebec, it's majority of plantations where it's rows upon rows upon rows of Christmas trees. In Ontario and the BC area, it's primarily U-cut areas where people come in and they cut their own. Now, in Western Canada, we don't have a lot of Christmas tree farms. The ones that they do are primary U-cuts as well.
Yeah. Okay. Because I was in Chile once, and they had the plantation where it was like the rows. And so that's what I saw. So I guess, what is the sale model then? Obviously, the U-cuts are pretty self-explanatory. But for some of those plantations, what are they? Are they typically setting up their own retail where they're selling those trees themselves? Or are they being cut and then shipped out to like the Costco's and Walmart's of the world? What are some of the sale models?
So when you're a plantation with a wholesale group in mind, and I might say that a lot of people in the eastern from Quebec over are really into the wholesale market, and they ship not only across Canada, not only into the United States, but internationally. So they typically don't set up their own retail shops. They supply other people that do, but they also bring them to your local big box stores, your local charities that sell Christmas trees and do fundraising. And then they will sell them to various Christmas tree farms that might not be able to grow that type of species that they can offer.
So what is what's the cycle like? So I plant a tree, you know, this spring. When am I harvesting that tree? Like, how long does it take?
So depending on the species, you may be able to get a spruce tree ready for harvest in 8 years, but that depends on a lot of factors. Like most farming, agriculture does. Mother Nature sometimes wreaks havoc on that, but the earliest you would be able to harvest that spruce type tree would be 8 years. If you're looking at a fir tree, you're looking at closer to 10 and 12 years. And we're talking from the moment it's seeded. So, you know, we gather the seeds, we plant the seeds, then we have a couple of years of seedlings, and then those seedlings go to a tree farm or a person that is starting to plant, whether it's a plantation or just having it in your backyard.
That is a long crop cycle.
It is a long crop cycle.
You're going to need some other income to float the boat in the meantime. So let's go back to that original question of what does a typical Christmas tree farm look like? Obviously, I would assume it'd be rare that Christmas trees would be the only thing on the farm. They would have other bases of income. Talk about that a little bit more.
Not necessarily. So if I am having a plantation, you got to remember, I don't plant my whole field all at once. Mm-hmm. So I might only plant 10,000 trees or 20,000 trees, especially if we're talking plantations. So I may only plant that many trees in one season. And I may do a double season because some Christmas tree farmers plant in the fall and some plant in the spring and some plant in both. So you're always doing portions of your land. You're never doing your full land. So you know that 10 years from now, this section of my land is going to be ready. But you always have that cycle going. So you always have trees to sell. And if you don't, then you've made a mistake business-wise.
Yeah.
And so you're always building on that and selling. Now, you did touch on having another type of industry or another job. A lot of people in the UCUT provinces, they look at it for a retirement or a fun time, if you want to. I say that loosely because they work really hard with Christmas tree farming, but it's not their primary source of income because they might only plant, 5,000 trees a year.
A lot of industries of agriculture are always challenged with, how do we get more people into the industry? When you talk about, okay, plant today and, maybe in 10 years you can sell a tree, that's got to be a real challenge. I get it from an established tree farm standpoint, for sure, and that, managing that rolling every year and always having trees to harvest and trees to plant, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, so what's the market like right now? You mentioned that obviously there's some domestic use of the trees, of course, and into the U.S., but there's also greater export opportunities. What's the market like?
So we have gone from, in 2015, we were a $53 million industry in Canada, and we are now over a $100 million industry. And this year alone, we have sold out everywhere across North America. So we certainly, the market is really hot right now. It's been on a steady increase over the last 5 years. Unfortunately, with the pandemic that we're living in right now, it seems that people are really, they're staying close to home, so they're really embracing the real tree. But the market is very good for people wanting to get into the industry. And it's amazing how many people reach out at this time of year that they want information on starting a Christmas tree farm to my office. And it takes time, right? And people really need to do their education, and they really need to really look at, am I ready to devote, like you said, 10 years before you reap any benefits from it. But we have people more and more. It's a great industry to be a part of. And we have founding members of our associations across Canada that their families are still in it. On the other hand, we do have a lot of Christmas tree farmers that are aging out, and they don't have someone to take over. So those farms are going by the wayside all across Canada.
So when you're talking to government, you're doing a lot of lobbying on behalf of the industry to make sure that, people are aware of what some of the challenges are. What are some of the things that you're speaking to them about?
The most things that we talk about, and we talk more about our international or shipping to the States when they were in the NAFTA talks, for instance, we're very concerned with what happens below us across the border and how it's going to affect us, because the primary, we sell almost half of that $100 million industry is exported, and probably 90-92% of that goes to the States. So our concern with the government is more around the what happens in the States and how it's going to affect us with taxes and things like that. Is there any issues with pests? That because every place that we ship to, every country we ship to, CFIA has to come in and they have to do their testing. There's a list of protocols. There's a list of issues that can and cannot be shown when we ship trees. The factor of getting it in a timely fashion and not having things held up at the border. Those are sort of the things. Unfortunately, our industry has been an industry that has not had a lot of government support. And so it's a very we're kind of that industry that gets forgotten except for one time a year when, you know, we're in a panic situation and people want their trees. So we would like to see more influence with the government and even just conversations about some of the things that our farmers are finding, how much it takes to become a Christmas tree farmer.
Are there certain characteristics of Canadian Christmas trees that make them desired around the world from an export perspective?
I think they're hardier, but that's just my own perspective on it. We grow hardy trees. They are so fragrant. They're so full. They are, like I'm thinking of the balsams in Nova Scotia. They're so natural. They're very natural looking. And so we certainly have, aesthetically, we certainly have a tree that everybody wants. But they are very hardy and they're very well taken care of.
We've been talking to Shirley Brennan. She's Executive Director with the Canadian Christmas Tree Growers Association. Shirley, thank you very much for joining us here today.
You're very welcome, and I just want to wish you and all your members or all your listeners a Merry Christmas.
Well, to you as well. Merry Christmas. Thank you very much.
Thank you.